Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
What's going on, you?
Nothing.
Good-looking son of a bitch.
How are you?
I'm great, man.
Good. Glad to hear
it's opening day.
Turn this fan on. I know. Opening day.
Baseball started.
Woo-hoo! America's favorite pastime.
Yep.
Baseball.
I already put some bets in.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's the good news. If you're not a huge baseball fan, it is fun to bet on.
And it is fun because it can cost you a very little bit amount of money with giant reward.
Yes. And also that whole scheme that I started doing last summer, I'm hooked. I know that's probably not healthy, but I'm admitting it. I mean,
I think it's okay if you don't, if you're not spending a ton of money.
Yeah.
To me, again, now all of a sudden you're watching baseball, you're interested, it's entertainment. So I like to do the home run parlays because now I just picked four guys to hit home runs. Well, now I got four games to kind of keep track of all day long.
Like decent money if someone hits home run?
I think it is sometimes, but if you do all four, like all four guys got to hit it.
Oh, the parlay. Okay, gotcha.
So I put $10 on
four.
Well,
that would pay a lot, right?
I think $10 pays $2,200. But it only cost me $10. That's,
Yeah. Guys that are home run hitters?
Guys that I think would do it. I'll tell you who I bet.
Okay. I got to get Snow Cone into it. Snow Cone, just download one of the apps. I'll write a name down for now. You already know which app I told you to download.
We all use different ones.
Yeah, but I know for certain that the app that I use lets you do this bet. I tried it on some other apps, and I couldn't get it to quite work, so I know that it works on the one that I use. It's you're spending like a few dollars. You're spending basically a dollar for this, a dollar for that, and you're betting multiple things. You're saying, so say the Royals are playing the Tigers, right? Uh-huh. You bet that the Royals win by one, the Royals win by two, the Royals win by three, and then the Royals win by four more, something like that. And then you do the exact same for the Tigers, right? You figure out the math to make sure that you're at least covering your total bet, whatever it is.
Okay.
And, sometimes you win a few dollars.
Right.
So now sometimes you lose because you can't cover all of them or you can't win any money. But most of the time you come close to at least breaking even.
Yeah.
I think, you should get into gambling. It's the one vice that you really haven't sunk your claws into yet.
I went through my poker days.
Oh, that's right. You played online poker. But was it ever really a problem? Were you spending a lot of money or was it small amounts of money?
I remember one time I played like 10,000 hands in a week.
And
it's like way too much.
You remember like any ballpark estimation how much money you might lose in a week playing poker?
I don't know. I was working as a server, so it was just like whatever I made. And I would go down to the casino a lot and play in person. And
okay.
I was going to like the bars that do like free poker night around town. Like I was just,
poker
just,
takes too kind long. Of a lot.
Well,
too
my
long
problem is
money.
With poker is that I can get up. Like I'm a decent poker player, not a great. Like I'm good enough to know that if I'm one of the better players at the table or mm-hmm. one of the worst players mm-hmm. at the table, and that really is key. Mm-hmm. When you're just if you want to be a great poker player, that's not enough. But I can look around and be like, oh, that guy's better than me. If he's going to get into a pot, I'll just stay away, or right. I better have it, right? My problem is I'll be up $300 mm-hmm. in 2.5 hours.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, I can't.
It
I start to
so
get bored.
Long.
And then I'm like, well, I got pockets of eight. Put them all in. Yeah. And they're like, God yeah, damn it. And then sense. I just get up and leave.
See, yeah, I love it. But I got to a point where I was reading Doyle Brunson's book.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like,
of course.
I got a little like, you know, a little too much.
Yeah.
Right. And the issue with my dad, you know, I kind of felt like I should step away for a little bit.
Issue with your dad, like
his
gambling,
dad was a gambler.
His gambling problem,
or issue with leaving. Your dad who invented the pumpkin patch and how to make a donut.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's not an issue.
It was funnel cake.
Whatever.
Funnel cake, yeah. Well, people are going to be very confused, like, your dad invented donuts? No, he
invented
funnel
cakes. A type of donut. A funnel cake's a donut, isn't it? The fried donut.
It's a fried pastry of some sort, yeah. I don't know. Does a donut have to have a hole in it? I don't really know.
Well, a donut hole.
Right.
Does a donut hole a donut?
A donut hole. No, I think they call it a donut hole.
All right, well, whatever. He invented
I don't know.
Something
the
similar
point
to,
is...
He said he invented something similar to a donut.
He made money off
he didn't
sleeper.
Invent how to do it. He invented how to do it at home.
Yeah, and how to do it at carnivals, right? I mean, it wasn't
well, I don't
just,
know if he invented how to do it. He invented it so that we could make it at
do.
Home.
At home,
yes.
Correct.
He made it easier to do.
Right.
Did you need hot oil? Is this like one of those... Remember in the 90s when they sold that fried daddy thing at home?
Yeah,
people kept injuring themselves on? I don't think
sure.
it was actually the fried daddy. Was this?
I never actually used it.
You never used one?
Mm-mm.
Did you ever look into how it's used?
I've never seen, like, the, you know...
It was the thing that's
sold at Walmart. Will you text him and ask us to send us?
No.
No, I'm good.
No. Don't.
Why?
His dad, like, I knew some stuff, but some of the stuff that I learned about, like, I was messing around with Snow Cone last week.
Mm-hmm.
I was playing a trick on him because I was spoofing my number, and I was texting him. And because I owed him. I've owed him for, like, 2 years. See, a couple years ago, he tells me at, like, 11 o'clock at night, yo, you might have you been on Twitter? You might need to get on there and start responding to some of these people. And I'm like, what the hell? So he knows that I've now peed and pooped my pants, and, you know, I'm looking and I don't see anything. So I had owed him.
You never use that on me because I'm just like, I don't care.
Yeah,
it wouldn't work on Lazo. It wouldn't work.
He'd be like, I don't care.
Meanwhile, I'm wiping away the tears trying to figure out how I'm going to get him back. So I thought, you know, okay, I'll wait because he's going to know if I do it too soon.
No, you waited for a perfect amount
of
time.
So I spoofed my number and I sent him a text and I said, I don't remember exactly what I said. Something
well,
like,
find it.
I know what you've been up to. Sounds like you've been.
But you played it really well because you said.
How do you spoof your number?
You can just go online and do it.
Okay.
You played it really well, because you said, I've heard some...
But
not
does it have his area code?
It's 816 area.
Okay, that's what I was curious. Yeah.
So it said, I've heard some not-so-good things about you, Spencer, or should I call you Snowcone? Which, nice touch.
Yeah.
Nice
right?
touch.
Right?
Sorry, but not. Sorry, but too much fun... Sorry, but too much fun, not share.
Yeah, I was trying to make it seem like, you know, this person kind of speaks differently, because that's a big part of it, too.
Wait,
if you text
sorry,
saying,
too much fun, not share.
Yeah, like it was a missed, like a typo. Like I was trying to just too much fun, not to share, right? Is what she was trying to say. So, I use sentences with periods and commas. Yeah. So I'm trying to do the opposite of that, so he won't know that it's me. So I was messing with him a little bit. And the thing, it was
supposed
to be
funny.
At that
point, you got to think it's me. They're just words missing. Doesn't make any sense. You're like, I think I got to read
first,
it.
I would have thought it was you.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, one word at a time.
One
text,
word
text,
at a time.
Text.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, but, you know, what's supposed to be a fun little gag and aha got you, it turned, like, really sad because he thought
it was. I didn't mean to make it sad.
Well, it was sad, though. Like,
but I'm sitting here across from him. It's just us in the studio.
Yeah, it was just the two of us. It was after work. And then he's saying that he thinks it's his dad. And I was like, you think it's your dad? Like, that's not what I was going for at all. Then he starts telling me some of the things his dad has texted him in the past. And I was like, oh, my God. Never mind, dude. It was me. Like, just forget about it.
Oh,
it was me. I had no idea. I mean, I know.
Man, when he started telling me that, I would have started texting it to him.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Right in front of him. He's like, my dad texted me this one time. I'd text that exactly to him.
He has a little, like, been excited about
of
it.
Of course.
Like,
are you kidding me?
We struck gold.
But the way you said...
Why'd we start this adventure if we're not going to finish it?
The way you said, like, or should I call you Snowcone, and I've heard some not-so-good things about you. The last time my dad reached out, like in 2015 or whatever, I think he had said, like, or should I call you Snowcone? I remember him saying,
really?
I've heard a lot about you, or, you know.
Yeah, you said that it was the I've heard some not so good
things. I've heard a lot of things about you, and I'm just disappointed in you. Mm. And I told my mom about it, and she was like, God, throughout the entire marriage, she would say stuff like, you know, I heard about this, or like he had this
pretend
network
of
spies.
Yeah.
A lot of pretend you know.
Yeah.
What? He would say it to your mom, about your mom?
Yeah.
He or would, about you?
No, about to her, about
okay,
her.
Okay, I see.
You know, he would be like, I mean, at least what she told me was that he would always say, like, I heard about something you did. You know, just kind of gaslighting.
That's like living with Slim Fast for 23 years. Yeah. Guy does that to me all the time.
Pretend you know.
So.
He'll text me and be like, hey, did you hear about what happened at the station? I'm like, no. And then he won't respond for a while. I'll be like, man. I'm like, shut up. And then I just have to get it. Like, okay, he's trying
But sometimes I get the, how the hell did you find out about this and this and this?
But the last time he reached out, like, he used like that exact language. And I was like, man, I don't know how he got my number.
That in and of itself, you know, bad enough. Not a healthy relationship at all. There is no relationship. But the stuff that you went beyond that, like some of the stuff that he said, I couldn't believe it. I mean, I just can't imagine.
Well, can we know?
You don't want to know. You don't want to know. Just stuff that Snow Cone told me that he said.
If you don't want to tell me, that's fine. But
he's got some of these texts.
I want to know.
I'll tell you.
Okay.
I'll tell you.
I want to know.
Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you off air.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.
What's going on?
Nothing. You got your...
I got the Tigers on.
Baseball.
Life is good.
Whatever it's called, MLB app running there. Life is good. Well, Laszlo, coming up here, I mean, I know we are officially in the minority on this one, I think. But,
what's wrong?
But this one is so egregious that I think people are mostly online coming around a little bit. It's from Am I the Asshole on Reddit. And I know Snowcone loves to look through those. He's been begging us to bring those up more often on the air. I had a whole
idea for a game.
I know. I did find one, though, last night.
If I sent my son...
Stop. Don't. Snowcone text.
If I read this text...
Yes, then you would be the A.
I'm just throwing it out there. Those are two good ones.
Yeah. Can you believe how bad that is?
We're going to double down. Who's the bigger?
Yeah.
Me for reading it or him for writing it?
Still be him.
Well, I don't know,
It would still be him. Oh, 100%. Don't you agree that it would still be him?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I think it would be him for sure, only because there's a 5% chance in Snowcone's head when he sent it that I would read it.
Oh,
there's a 5%.
Yeah, it crossed my mind.
Right.
So
he's like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do this. If he does it, I'm going to have to live with it. If he didn't think there was a chance, he wouldn't have
said it. I know there's a chance.
Yeah.
For sure.
I just can't believe that someone would talk to anyone like that, let alone their family. I mean, literally anyone, though. I can't believe that you would speak to anyone like that. Mm-mm. In a serious manner, outside of like prison gang violence, I don't know.
Sixth grade bully stuff.
It is sixth grade bully stuff. That's what it is. It's a child trying to be shocking and trying to be as mean as possible.
It's not even mean. It's only mean if it comes from your dad. If it came from somebody else, it's just a stupid put down.
Too.
Does that make sense?
Uh-huh. Yes.
If you were to say that to me, I'd be like, whatever.
But it's ridiculous. Right.
Yeah, right.
Okay, dude. Why don't you go, whatever.
Whatever, tough guy.
Exactly.
That's exactly what I would think. Okay, tough guy.
Yeah, but when you're biological.
But when your father says that.
Dad says it. God.
I got to find it, man.
It really is. It's hard to believe.
I'm going to copy and paste and send to my kids and see how they respond.
Just don't. Let's discuss
That is a good radio bit. Just see how they respond.
Yeah, that's a great radio bit. Let's get your very minor children involved and make them believe.
It is a good radio bit.
At least for a moment. See if we can make them believe that their father doesn't love them anymore. And not just doesn't love them anymore, but says some really awful things that he can't take back. They'll only believe it for a few minutes, or at least until they get out of class and they're allowed to use their phones again. Let's move on from the horrible things that Snowcone's dad has messaged.
Counselor Page said, I'm trying to level up here. I am. I can see the next level.
Yeah. Yeah. You got a long ways to go before you catch. What do we call him?
Well, I don't know. I think I could level up. If I read his text and send him to my kids, I'm pretty close.
Yeah, you would be.
Pretty close.
Well, you know, he's
minus
a
waffle maker. I'm pretty good.
You have a lot. You got to leave him behind and leave him at a casino. All that stuff. There's still a lot of damage left.
That's easy.
I mean, some of the stuff though might have already been done. Actually, I'm not sure. But anyhow, let's just move on from that. This "Am I the A-hole?" debate, of course, involves a guy being friends with the girl and a girl being friends with the guy that is not their significant other. And I think anyone who's listening to this program for any length of time knows, relies on what I'm saying, but I think that makes us in the minority now. We're older, but this one seems pretty egregious. I just want to make sure.
Well, we'll talk about it coming up.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo. Okay. So found this on Reddit. Am I the A-hole? subreddit that I probably don't look at as closely as Snowcone does, but I do browse at it and occasionally look for, you know, something that gets me worked up. And this one I saw last night. I'm sitting on the couch and I was like, this is the same debate that we've had for a long time, and advice that has just fallen on deaf ears for so long.
Okay.
But I guess that we are now squarely in the minority when it comes to guys and girls friendships, and you know what those can be, what they are.
They can't be.
That, right. We here say they really can't be. That someone
I
always.
Don't,
at least,
do you agree with us?
What is it? Sorry.
Guys and girls being friends. A straight guy, straight girl being friends with one another.
I generally agree with you guys on
okay.
that. Yeah.
And that someone usually. Now, it doesn't mean that you can't be friendly or whatever, but. It's known that at least one of those people probably has
sure.
some sort of feelings
yeah,
for the
I generally
other person.
Agree. Yeah, I think there are exceptions, but
yeah.
but usually, yeah, I'd say 95%
I can't think of any
of
them.
And so usually there is. I think it's justified when someone says my significant other spends a lot of time with his friend who's a girl without me, and it bothers me. I think like yeah, that's justified. Or the other way around,
right.
my girlfriend or wife spends a lot of time with this guy. Yeah, I think that's justified. Even if they say we've been friends since we were little kids.
Yeah.
Well, one of them is always
one of them likes the other one,
and it's possible that both of them like each other too.
Right.
Right. I don't know. Maybe just somehow never came up. But anyway, this is what we're dealing with here. She says her boyfriend is going on a bachelorette trip with all females.
Okay.
She says, so my boyfriend has a female best friend.
Okay.
She recently asked him to be in her wedding as the man of honor.
Mm-hmm.
She also has a maid of honor. One of my best friends is also male, so they're both now, you know, it's like,
well,
okay, well,
now,
here you go. You're both
it,
playing
then.
With fire. Both male. But both of us have been okay with having friends of the opposite sex, but I don't text my male friend daily or talk
now,
to him all day.
Now you have decided that there's a difference.
We
this is where it comes in. Oh.
On occasion.
I have a best friend of the opposite sex, but we don't act like you two do. It's that, you know,
yeah.
these are the variances that we talk about that
yeah.
will make it impossible, to, right, to
yeah.
have a relationship.
Yeah. She says one of my best friends, but she still says best.
Right,
one
yeah.
of my best friends is also male. She says, but I don't text my friend all day and talk to him all day. We check in on occasion, and occasionally we might get together. But we always include my boyfriend in those hangouts,
mm-hmm.
okay? My boyfriend goes out to drinks with his female friends and never invites me.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's invited on a bachelorette trip,
mm-hmm.
weekend getaway with a house full of females, all drinking. This makes me extremely uncomfortable, and I've mentioned that. Not to mention I've never, ever had any romantic feelings towards my male friend. But he admitted to having feelings for his friend in the past. He brushes it off and acts like I'm the one overreacting. If I went on a bachelor trip with a bunch of guys for a weekend, pretty sure he wouldn't be cool with it at all. And then she says, you know, please, I appreciate both takes. Now, I did dig through the comments and get a little more information here. One of the things is that they've been dating for 2 years. Another thing is, so it's not like they're a new couple. The other thing is, someone was asking about, you know, do you let him know? You said that you've let him know that it makes you uncomfortable that he's going out with all these girls. Have you let him know that you'd like to be included when he goes out with his girlfriend or whatever she is, friend that's
right.
a girl? And she said, yes, it comes up. You know, I've mentioned it many times. And I've told him that it bothers me, and he still just doesn't invite me to anything.
Yeah,
he acts like I'm whiny.
He doesn't want you to go out with his friends.
Right.
He needs some away time with the fellas,
and
even though they're women.
Right. Well, and it's interesting you say that because—
How's he going to talk ass about you when you're there?
Right.
I mean that honestly. So if you've decided in your relationship that, oh, come on, it's 2024 and men and women can be friends, and you've obviously decided that because one of your best friends is a man, then he needs time to go to his friends and talk to them about stuff he doesn't want to talk to you about.
Yeah.
That's part of a relationship, is giving people that type of space.
Yep. And they in the comments, they got to that. Someone brought up, like, if let's just say that his best friend wasn't a female, that it was guys. That it is okay for them to hang out without her, that
yeah.
they need that time, like you said, that space. But that occasionally you would expect, especially over the course of 2 years, that you would be included in some of these things. If people are going out to dinner or whatever,
right.
that you might get included to a few of these. And she's acting like, no, I don't ever get invited to any of this stuff. Literally never. He thinks it needs to be separate. So even if it were guy friends, I would think that once in a blue moon, you would at least get invited to this stuff. Even if you say no because you want to respect his space or whatever, but that you would probably get some sort of invite. But that's not what this is. This is a female friend, a female best friend. It's also a bachelorette trip. But this is a female best friend, and he has admitted that he had feelings for her in the past, but those feelings are, you know, history, long, long ago. And he wants to keep her separate from you. There's so many things wrong here, starting with the female-male friendship. If you don't stand where Lazo and I stand on this, then okay, let's at least move on to the next part where
I think if you don't stand where me and you stand on it, then he's not doing anything wrong.
Well, until what about the next part where she says that, you know, this is making me very uncomfortable and he hasn't done anything? Because you've talked about that in the past.
But, and I would say that. So if you say this is making me uncomfortable to the person that you're in a relationship with, and even if they think, well, this is stupid, you should, right? But if they really care about you, then the fact that it makes you uncomfortable, they should acquiesce to that and be like, all right, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't get it, but okay.
Make some reasonable.
Let's make some compromise. I'm not going to not be friends with this person, but you know, if you want to come out with us once in a while, whatever that is, you know, you have to do that. You try to
meet the person
alleviate it, right?
You make an effort.
Right. But the fact that she is doing the same thing, it kind of gives her no leg to stand on, right?
Well, and then she claims that when she goes out with her guy friend, her boyfriend's with her.
All the time?
I don't know.
I don't know.
She says that when she goes out with her boyfriend, she always tries to include her. Or when
but
she goes
this
out
is
with
why
her
it's never
going to
work.
That's what this comes down to.
It comes down to someone has feelings for someone.
Yeah.
Right? And they have to. If they don't now, they will, or they have had, and those will change. That's just, it is. And if you're saying, no, my best friend's a guy, and, you know, I don't have any feelings towards him. Congratulations. He likes you.
Yeah.
And he's waiting for you to realize that.
Yep.
Now, even in, I don't think there's any chance that that's not true. I really don't. But even if that is true,
we'll
your friends will play along. Well, any other relationship that you're in is going to be strained because of your friendship with this person in the opposite sex. If his best friend was a guy, this isn't they're not talking about it.
Right.
They're literally not talking about it.
He's on a bachelor trip.
He's going to his bachelor trip.
The bachelor party.
And she's not worried about him cheating on him, which is probably more realistic at the bachelor trip with his buddies than it is at a bachelorette party.
Yeah.
Being honest, it probably is.
No, for sure. I agree.
But they're not talking about that.
No. This is because it's females.
It's because your best friend is of the opposite sex, and it never works. It won't work. I don't understand why you'd want it, but
I know it's like, how good is the good stuff that you're putting up with this? Because it sounds like you're not happy with it, and it sounds like he's not trying to meet you anywhere, let alone in the middle. So,
Stevie said, this guy's girlfriend is being a real C-blocker.
Right, I guess. Yes. I mean, the weird thing is, so I know someone that this is happening to, and I don't want to say who it is, but I know someone this is happening to who's in a relationship, finds out that her significant other basically met her significant other's friend group. I want you to meet all my best friends, right?
Okay, yeah.
It's a friend group. Well, one of the people in that group, at least one of them, is this girl, apparently a very attractive girl. Mm-hmm. And that very attractive girl is not only in his friend group, but it's his like best friend of the friend group. And I was like, oh, no. I mean, I don't want to say what I would say here because, you know, you're not trying to S on someone's friend.
Well, do you know the person very well?
I mean, I know him pretty well, but
not well enough to be like, hey, this you're.
I just don't feel like it's my place to be like, hey, don't do this. You shouldn't. This doesn't seem right. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't want to. If she's happy or whatever, then fine. I don't want to screw that up. But it does. As soon as I heard that, and I know that this is messed up too, chauvinistic or sexist or whatever it is. But I said, because I know he's a good looking guy, her boyfriend. I said, is she attractive? And she's like, oh, she's extremely attractive. And I was like, oh.
All right, Lorraine, this is where, so Lorraine, on Twitch, if you want to watch us, twitch.tv/Church of Laszlo. This is where it gets even worse, because this is, and Lorraine, I appreciate you being on the Twitch, but this is where I'm going to lose my mind. Now, she says she agrees with us, right?
Yeah.
But this is where women start doing stuff where I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you doing this? What are you doing? So Lorraine says, as the girlfriend who's being shut out, I would look up the bachelor in this scenario. I would friend him on social media. I would DM him and then ask him how he feels about the whole situation. Have you lost your goddamn mind, Lorraine? What are you doing? You know, contacting this guy, your boyfriend's best friend's fiance, and asking him what he thinks. Like, you've lost now. Look.
It's out of control.
It's you've lost control. And everybody in that friend group is going to be like, your girlfriend's crazy.
Yeah.
Why was she DMing my fiance? She's never met him before.
You don't need to do that.
Lorraine.
You don't need to do that.
You don't need to do that.
You know, because that is people then view you as the
And it is. I'm going to tell you, Lorraine. It's a little crazy. It's a little crazy talk.
Yeah.
All right. Like that's you're one step from I find his password on his phone and start monitoring where he goes.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're awful close, right? Don't do that.
Don't.
Please don't do that.
Just break up with them.
If you're at that point where you want to ask the bachelor, no, just walk away from it.
Yeah.
Or learn how to deal with it, one of the two. But don't start friending people on social media and asking them.
Right. Let's conspire. I'm going to start DMing this person. And if you're in a relationship, don't expect, and you really like this person, don't expect your partner to be cool with you saying, oh, by the way, my best friend is this person of the opposite sex. We're both heterosexuals, and, it's okay because I don't have any feelings for her. That's not fair to ask of someone.
No.
I don't think that's fair. If you say, like, look, I've known this person a long time.
Lorraine, please don't be mad.
Maybe you can get together as a friend group, but there shouldn't be any hanging out alone. There certainly shouldn't be going on any trips without your none of that. I just don't think – I think you're asking too much. Even if you are a
and let
young
me tell
millennial
you, so
or
I dated a girl for a while, and she had a lot of guy friends.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you the backside of that story, and you're not going to want to hear it, is that my friends would be like, doesn't it bother you that she's like on a camping trip with these two dudes and this girl? And I'm like, no. And they're like, why not? I'm like, because I don't care.
Exactly.
That's the other part. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't, it doesn't, I'm like, good.
Right.
Go away for a week.
Yeah. It's not a good sign. It's not necessarily a sign
of
trust.
And we were just dating.
I'm
like, I don't want to break up with her.
Right.
We have fun. Right. But if that's what I'm not.
You weren't losing sleep.
I'm not chasing her down to see what she's doing. Yep. And I'm also not cheating on her. Whatever. How am I going to get mad?
Right, of course.
Right?
I'm in no position to get. So she's camping with some dudes. It gives me time to do the things that I want to do.
The Church of Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Aslo.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's going on?
He's dead.
Dead.
Who?
He's dead. Joe Lieberman.
Oh, I saw that, yeah.
The former senator from Connecticut.
Did I remember it? Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I asked you, did you not see the news? I mean, the news, I saw it last
night.
It
didn't really hit me.
You'll know exactly where you were in 20 years when someone asked you.
You'll remember.
Where were you when Joe Lieberman died?
Yep. Joe Lieberman, for those of you, you know, under the age of 10, he was a senator from the great state of Connecticut. Liberal about some things, conservative about some things. He was Al Gore's running mate in the 2000 presidential campaign, election, whatever.
Yeah.
And he's remembered for a lot of things, being a maverick.
Many.
A man of principle. He was.
A man who never backed down.
He was the first Jewish candidate on a major party's ticket, right? So
he stood on business.
He was also someone who supported John McCain and Sarah Palin in their attempt to get elected. So
he was going to be, McCain wanted him to be his running mate.
Yeah, but they said no.
They talked him into Palin.
Palin, you need a hot chick. They said, we need a hot chick to spice things up. Can't be two old dudes. And McCain's like, no, I want Lieberman. He's my friend. Joe's a man of morals. And they said, no, you need this chick from Alaska no one's ever heard of. And it almost worked.
It did almost work.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
I mean, he ruined it. If she ran, she'd have won.
If Sarah Palin had ran,
yeah,
I think she could have won.
Won. He's like, she's bringing down my ticket. I'm like, no, dude.
Right.
No.
She is your ticket.
We are lucky that you're on that ticket.
Yeah, she is your ticket. So Lieberman, a lot of liberals, you know, not huge fans of Lieberman, because even though he was liberal about some things, he supported access to abortion. He supported gun control. He supported some gay rights. But he famously is blamed. Now, I don't know if this is fair or not. Do your own research. Think for yourself. Do your own research. But he is blamed for the single-payer option being killed off in Obamacare. When Obama was trying to get his health care reform passed, it was well known that Lieberman did not like this idea of Medicare, Medicaid buy-in, whatever they call it, the single-payer option. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Obama wanted to get things done. He wanted to get this passed while he could. And Lieberman was the reason that I guess they watered it down and said, if we're going to get his vote, we're going to have to water this down some. Anyway, he passed away. He was 80-some years
Tributes
old.
Tributes are pouring in this morning for former Senator Joe Lieberman. He died yesterday at the age of 82, devoted to public service and his deep personal faith. Lieberman was a four-term senator from Connecticut. He made history as the first Jewish American on a presidential ticket as Al Gore's running mate back in 2000. In a statement last night, Gore called Lieberman, quote, a man of integrity, adding, it was an honor to stand side by side with him on the campaign trail.
A man of integrity.
I had no problem with smoking Joe Lieberman.
Man, if Gore had been president, you know, they do those movies like If the South Had Won and that stuff. Of course, that's what you think about. If Hitler never existed, of course. But what if Gore had won the 2000 election? Where would, you know, in that timeline, well, whatever. In that timeline, if he'd been president, in that timeline, what do things look like in 2024?
A lot different.
A lot different. Now, you could say that they could be worse. They would be way better. That, you know, obviously they would just be different because it was a different president. Right. But, I mean, you have to admit
that he probably
that
wins a second term. We probably don't get Obama.
That we don't know. Right.
At
exactly.
At least right away.
You don't get Obama.
You're probably looking at Obama running around now. I'll be honest.
Right, and even then, is it, you know, maybe Obama if you had gotten Trump, but you don't get Trump if you don't get Obama, if you don't have Obama. So
right.
I don't know that Obama
would
ever
have
had
Obama
a shot
running now.
Yeah, but would he have had the shot that he did at, you know, after eight years of Bush, people are like, oh, and the recession hit, you know, right in line with that campaign. So everything was falling apart. It was, you know, the pieces were all in place for Obama. But I got to think that Gore probably wouldn't have gone to gotten us into two 20-year wars in the Middle East. Now, we don't know for sure. We don't know for sure what he would have done, how he would have responded to 9/11. The people who say, well, 9/11 wouldn't have happened. Well, now that seems
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that.
But the response would have been different, for sure.
And whether you think Bush did a better job than Gore would have done or not.
Well, it's impossible
just admit
to tell.
That it would be a lot different. Women are getting punched in New York. Remember the old punching game? Remember when that was an issue like 10 years ago? And actually, our friend Greg here at work, remember he got punched?
Oh, yeah.
He was a victim of it. He was at a bachelor party, of all things, and he was in St. Louis. And this is when that was making the rounds in the news, that people were randomly getting punched in the streets of city.
Like a knockout challenge.
The knockout challenge, I think, is what it was. The knockout game or knockout challenge. And these some of these people would record their friends just running up to random strangers on the street and punching them, trying to knock them out. Yeah, our coworker was punched, and it sounded horrible. I mean, he was just trying to get back to the hotel because he was tired. And didn't even see what had happened. Next thing he knows, he's like concussed and seriously injured. And everyone's like, oh, well, it was probably the knockout challenge. I mean, the fact that that's, you know, but at the time people knew about it. Well, now this is happening to women in New York. They're just getting punched
by other women?
By dudes, a dude, several dudes. They've got one dude in custody, so it looks like probably more than one dude. But there have been quite a few women who have said on social media that they got punched. A lot of them have been posting videos to TikTok. I saw one of the women that's probably, if you have seen any of these videos, it's probably the one you've seen. She's blonde, and she's talking about how she's got hit. I mean, the knot on her head. I didn't know that you could get a knot on your head that big. It looks like it is – I'm not exaggerating. It is bigger than a baseball, and it's just coming out of her head right here. She just got punched. Another girl got punched in the cheek. There's been quite a few. The police are investigating this, but they do have one person so far in custody.
I was literally just walking, and a man came up and punched me in the face.
So I just got punched in the face, walking home.
You've got some visible signs. You have the black eye, but yeah. Michaela, emotionally, how are you feeling?
No, it's been really, really hard. I think it hits me in waves.
The NYPD confirms it is looking into at least four similar cases, like the one shared on social media. In one of them, police say a 40-year-old man has been arrested and charged with assault.
This, you know, if you Google women getting punched, whatever, you'll find a bunch of stories. Like this headline says, "Why are women getting punched?"
Mine's just all
in
boredom.
The face on the streets of New York, right? Lazo's got the opposite
links
Kansas
that I've
filter.
Already links that I've already clicked.
He's all,
it's like we're doing this again.
He's already put in his.
This is why Kansas is like we got to stop.
Lazo's already got the ID. He's the first one. He's going to take a picture when they start issuing those porn IDs. Like the first one. This will be a big deal. Why are women getting punched in the face in the streets of New York? Those are the headlines. I'll spoiler alert. They don't know. You can read through the articles.
Right, she's a comedian.
One of them's a comedian. Which one? The blonde one or the brunette?
Says I was on my way to my comedy show when I got attacked.
Mm.
I got attacked on the sidewalk in front of the Duane Reed on Delancey between Ludlow Street and Nexus.
Yeah, she's got
I was
a bad
walking,
did you see
and
it
out
come?
Of nowhere, bam.
Ew. I mean. Let me see if I can find you a picture, Snow Cone. It's bad. It looks like, because it looks almost like cancer or something. Look at that. So this is the blonde right over here. See that giant knot on her head? That's from getting punched.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. I've seen fights, you know? I've seen a lot of fights. I've seen people get kicked in the face and all those things, and you see them get bloodied and their eyes will swell shut. But, I mean, a knot that big, I don't know that I've ever seen. But, yeah, random women are getting punched in New York City in the face, and it says that so far a man who, allegedly responsible for at least one or some of these has been arrested, but I don't know that that covers all of them. So do we have another knockout challenge going on? Don't know. This guy faces assault and harassment charges. He's 40 years old, and they arrested him yesterday. Today's Thursday, right? Yeah, they arrested him yesterday. So maybe it was just one guy going around doing all this. I kind of find that hard to believe. But also, we don't know how many of these are legitimate. The cops have to look into each one, which they say they're doing. Don't punch random people in the face, you twats, is what I think Lazo would say in this scenario. And if you see a woman getting punched in the face on the streets of New York, like go beat that guy up. Go find that guy. I mean, if you're tough guys, not me. I'm going to run away, but because I don't want to get punched in the face. But if you're a strong, tough guy,
my business.
Go kick his ass.
I ain't nobody's hero.
Come on. New Yorkers, you know how they are. They stick together.
I ain't nobody's hero.
New Yorkers stick together. I can't imagine. I mean, if you punch a woman in the face just randomly, especially with news like this going around, I'm shocked that you haven't been swarmed by a group of New Yorkers.
It's happening so fast. Like what happened?
And they're finding these women when they have a moment where they're kind of alone there and like, oh, this is my opportunity. Just stop with the knockout game. Stop punching people. Don't hit random people. Obviously, you
she
know.
She says, yeah, there's so much room on the sidewalk, like literally nobody is around.
Yeah.
I don't know if he punched me or elbowed me. I literally passed out.
Yeah. Well, and that's what our coworker said when he got hit. He's like, I don't know exactly where, how he hit me. Because, you know, when you don't see it coming and the next thing you know, boom, you're concussed. First of all, your memory goes for a second, so you don't remember exactly what happened. But also, you're not expecting to get punched, hit, whatever. You got that at least second or two of trying to figure out what the hell just happened to you. By then, the person can be running the other way.
Oh,
or
they're all
gone.
Saying sorry before.
Oh, they're all saying
well,
sorry.
Well, I
before?
Don't know. There's two
I
different
saw one
statements
of them
where
said
guys
sorry
walked up and said,
punched
and
me
then
in
another
the
one
head.
Else said, and he walks up and said sorry and
okay,
punched me
that
in the
head. Olivia girl said that he said sorry and then punched me in the head. So, you know, I know a guy who got shot in Kansas City. This was about 10 years ago. And he was walking home from the bars, and this guy was across the street from him, walks over to his side of the street and starts talking to him, just talking about random stuff. I don't think he asked him for any money or anything like that. Was just asking, I don't know exactly what, but made my friend feel a little bit uncomfortable. But, you know, you run into drunk people late at night, whatever, and this guy just having one of those conversations. Then all of a sudden, the guy stops talking, doesn't say anything for a second, and then looks at my friend and says, I'm sorry. And everyone's like, what are you sorry for? Pulls out a gun and shoots him in the stomach.
Why?
And then ran off. So they think later that the police said that they thought it was some sort of gang initiation. And that's why this guy had to do it. So maybe, you know,
well,
maybe the sorry thing is something to do with gang initiation. I wouldn't think a 40-year-old's getting initiated into any gangs. Maybe he is. Maybe he is. I don't know. When you, if you say sorry beforehand, once they said, well, we think that probably means it's a gang initiation.
Right.
He didn't want to do it. That made logical sense to me. So right. When this girl said that, you know, he said sorry,
and
I was like,
and also
oh.
Something you have to do.
Right, like, I got to do it.
I got it. Like, I
told
you. I
don't want to do it, but I have to do it.
Right.
So,
I don't want to punch you, Olivia,
know.
But...
Yeah, I got to punch you in the face.
What?
So,
the boys at Hooters.
they dared me.
If I'm going to be invited to opening day, I got to...
Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo! All right, we're going to finish doing
you
the news
coming
up.
You make a good drug mule.
I was thinking that Snow Cone would. I think he's loyal.
I think you would.
I was wondering how much is Diddy sweating
size
it right
now.
Uh-huh.
The stuff you could stick up there.
Okay. You always say that I would talk to the cops, that you wouldn't trust me alone in that interrogation room, you know, if your freedom depended on
you
it.
You would panic. That's true.
I wouldn't rat, though. I know Snow Cone wouldn't rat. I see this. I don't know this guy, this Diddy Mule, as they call him, whatever his name is, Brendan whatever.
Diddy Mule.
Diddy Mule. But I see that mugshot of him, and I'm like, ah, man, he Brendan Paul, he might talk. If that was Snow Cone and you saw Snow Cone's mug shot up there, I'd be like, dude, that guy's not talking.
I ain't talking.
He ain't about to say a goddamn snitch. Thing. We're going to do the news coming up. We got to talk women's basketball, but not for the reasons that we normally talk about women's basketball.
Caitlin Clark.
No, Caitlin Clark, not anything to do with this story, other than she's also a women's basketball player. But this involves a team that she does not play for. You haven't seen this story? It's disgusting. It's horrible, and it seriously is disgusting and horrible, and I can't believe this country, just people being racist.
Okay.
Just racism. You didn't see anything about this?
I didn't.
It's, you know, I don't know, like, when you think, where are people racist? And you go, okay, well, you know, you think the South because of the Confederacy and all that, maybe they're racist.
Racist
whenever
everywhere.
You hear these stories, it's always every state.
Yeah.
It's always every state. Like, oh, this time
everywhere.
It's Idaho, Utah. Oh, okay.
Idaho, I think, is racist.
Idaho, I do. Idaho, and well, honestly, and Utah a little bit too. I don't know. I mean, the thing is that it seems like no state is immune to it. That's for sure. And also, Sam Bankman-Fried. What was your over/under on him getting sentenced to 20 years or more? Huh?
Who the hell, Sam Bankman?
Sam Bankman,
Fried.
The guy whose name was he had Bank in his name and Fried, and he's going to prison for banking problems.
Never heard.
How
of him.
Could you forget?
You've heard of him.
You've heard of him. You've heard of him.
It's time to doom scroll with Slim Fast.
What you don't know could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
This is Headlines on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
Doom scroll. Talk about these stories. I have no idea what you're talking about.
The Utah women's basketball team. You know, there's plenty of things to make fun of these girls for if you want, but I'm kidding.
Jesus, man.
Leave race out of it, you know? Quit with the racism. It's 2024. So the Utah women's basketball team, was, and I'm kidding, I'm guessing there's nothing to make fun of these girls. I don't know them personally, but they seem like they're very good at their sport of choice and very talented and obviously in a very good school. And they were in Idaho. They go out to eat. It looks like a little restaurant area. You know, I'm not familiar with the area. So, but they showed it on the news, and it looks like any other little kind of hip little restaurant district. And there is some video of the girls walking into the restaurant. The problem is the video doesn't catch the incident, but what happened was apparently two pickup trucks were revving their engines and speeding down the street as the girls were walking. And then they decide to start yelling racist stuff out of the truck. And then they decide to rev their engines, like to circle back, it sounds like, and rev their engines and do it again. Now, to me, at that point, that's some sort of law that you're breaking, right?
Sure,
you're threatening and intimidating,
yeah.
And I don't know if it's a hate crime or what it is, but that's got to be against the law. That's
according
not okay.
To the police report, as the players left, two lifted pickups were revving their engines and speeding by. The report states the trucks turned around and yelled a racial slur towards the group. Officials say the threatening behavior continued after dinner as the team was followed back to their hotel.
The same perpetrator, now reinforced by others, began again continuing the racial slurs while revving their engines, which we believe is a serious threat to the safety of those students.
Now, their coach, Coach Roberts, said, "We had several instances of some kind of racial hate crimes towards our program, and it was incredibly upsetting for all of us. Racism is real, and it happens, and it's awful. For our players and staff to not feel safe in an NCAA tournament, it's messed up," she added. Yeah, agreed. It is messed up. Someone said big truck behavior. Does anyone else, when you hear this story, there's no video of it, but you just envision that they're rolling coal? That's the image that comes into my mind when they said lifted trucks, that these guys are yelling these racist things out the window, and also they're blowing black smoke out of their big exhaust pipes. I don't know why that's part of the image that I conjured up in my head, but it is. You? No? Just
yeah, of course.
Focus on the racism part. But you should, I don't know what the punishment is for that, but it should be serious. You are absolutely making people feel unsafe. And the act of like turning around and now you're doing it again. I mean, that to me is why if you are one of these people who thinks that, you know, you're against hate crimes because you think that a crime is a crime is a crime.
No.
I think the reason that you have hate crimes is because of stuff like this.
Of course, it's intimidation.
It's what is the motivation or what was the intent?
Right.
And the intent there is
just
clearly
to intimidate
and cause fear. So, yeah, I hope they catch the guys and I think they should get in trouble. Dollar Tree is a dollar store. I figured that out. Okay, you got Family Dollar. That's just like which is owned by Dollar Tree. Family Dollar is like a Dollar General. Okay, it's not everything's a dollar. It's like you can buy some groceries and some stuff like that, some retail stuff for your small store. Dollar General is also like a Dollar General. It's not a dollar store. It's just like a small grocery store. Depending if you go into rural areas, Dollar Generals can get big. Then you've got actual dollar stores, and I guess Dollar Tree is one of, if not the biggest, dollar store. Like actually everything's a dollar.
Okay.
But over time, they've had to raise their prices a little bit, so things weren't all always a dollar. And they have announced that, for one, they're closing a bunch of their Family Dollar stores that they now own, which has upset a lot of people, but also that they are raising prices at the Dollar Tree and that some things will be as expensive as $7. That's right. $7 for one item
at
the Dollar Tree, and people online are losing their minds about this.
Everything's a dollar, so everybody leaves happy. Call it the Dollar-ish store. At Dollar Tree, true dollar prices are a thing of the past. The discount giant is raising prices again, some items as high as $7.
Tell me the truth. Are you still going to be shopping at Dollar Tree when prices raise to $7 an item?
Okay, change the name. Wealthy Tree. Fortune Tree.
Jesus Christ, man. Yeah, Fortune Tree.
Fortune Tree. Change the name.
You don't have to buy the $7 item.
Exclusive Tree.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, look, you can be mad that the dollar store isn't a dollar store anymore, but I don't know that Wealthy Tree or Fortune Tree apply. And also, I'm not trying to laugh. I know that for some people, maybe they depend on a dollar store to get school supplies or whatever.
Sure.
I don't know what the hell you buy at a dollar store. I can't imagine that they're selling a wide variety of stuff when it was actually all a dollar. Last time I was in an actual dollar store, it was things like pens, pencils, party favors, right?
I don't know.
Napkins. I mean, little tiny toys.
I don't know if I went into a dollar if it was all dollars, though. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
What I'm talking about is an actual dollar store where everything was a dollar. And it was, honestly, it probably was a Dollar Tree. I went with my mother at some point. She wanted to go in there for something. I know I've been to the... What's the other one? Five and below, ten and below. Is that still called? Is that still called Five Below?
Yeah.
But did they raise their prices
too?
Stuff
that's over
$5. There is.
I went in there once and there was stuff over $5.
There's one at the mall by my house, and I've walked by, and I feel like I've never actually gone in there, but I'm pretty sure I saw a sign that said like, "Here's the 15 below." Here's the 10 below section, and here's the Five Below. But the store is still called Five Below. But I could be wrong. Maybe everything there is still $5 or less. I really don't know.
Yeah, I don't remember.
I don't know. When I was a kid, it was confusing. I thought Dollar General was another dollar store. It made sense. Had dollar
of
in the
course.
Name. But it was not. I don't know if it ever started off that way or not. But when I was a kid, so years and years ago, it was already just it was like a smaller Walmart. You know, a much smaller Walmart. And that's, I guess, what they still are today. Even the big, newer ones that they're building out in rural areas are still like small Walmarts. And the one that I go to actually by my house has frozen pizzas and milk and orange juice and stuff like that. So it's not a dollar store. It's just a cheap retail spot.
Right.
I don't even think that, as far as I know, there's not even like a dollar section. You go in there to buy the necessities because typically dollar stores are built or Dollar Generals are built where there aren't any Walmarts around or other big box retailers like Target or Walmart's nearby. Which is why there's a lot of them built out in rural areas. And I know, Lazo, you don't hang out in rural areas a lot. But
I have an idea. If I went into a dollar store, I wouldn't think everything was a dollar.
When I was a kid, I did. I know like that there were dollar stores. I would have assumed, though, within the last at least 10 or 15 years, that any dollar store that was like a Dollar Tree, if my mom said, well, everything's a dollar, I would have thought, well, not anymore. Like a dollar's not worth anything anymore,
right.
So it can't be. What does it cost now? And sure enough, that's the case. Dollar Tree has been slowly raising their prices, and now there are things as expensive as $7. And I understand that.
I don't understand why you get mad, though. Just
that's
like,
my thing. Or to call it the
You don't have to
rich,
buy anything for $7.
Rich tree
Do they still have
or,
anything right. for a dollar?
Yes, yes. My understanding is that some things have gone up in price, and that there are some things that are as high as $7. But when they showed it on the news, it looked like there was still a lot of stuff that was a dollar. The pens and pencils and all that stuff that you think of at a dollar store, it looked like there was still quite a bit of stuff in the dollar section. I would not expect you to be a dollar store kind of guy. Like if Lazo and I were hanging out on a Saturday, we were driving around, just doing a little shopping, hanging out.
I just can't imagine there's anything in there that I want.
That's my thought. I don't know what you, but someone could say, someone on Twitch earlier said it's a good place to buy glow
sticks. My
mom did
go in there for wrapping paper.
Okay, right. So maybe it's a good place to go for that.
She's like, come on, we'll get wrapping paper. It's cheap. And I was like, okay.
My mom does that too. That's what she does. She goes in there to buy wrapping paper. You're absolutely right. My mom has said that she has bought wrapping paper. She buys gift bags there for my niece's birthdays.
And then I think she bought, maybe some like Christmas coffee mugs.
Okay.
Yeah.
So right. There are.
But whether they were a dollar or not, I don't.
There are things I'm sure that you could get there that, you know, make sense. Maybe even worth going out of your way. But we're talking about a dollar. I don't know what a dollar was worth when I was 10 compared to now. But it's quite a bit less.
Well, if you're upset about that,
and if you're calling it the fortune tree,
right,
the money bags tree, whatever, I feel like you're messing with this.
Yes.
And you can say, oh, hey, you know what? Some people depend on these dollar stores. No, they don't. You might depend on it for like pens and pencils, but no one was ever depending on this place for groceries or any of those other things because I don't think they sell that stuff there. I could be wrong. I know they sell that stuff at a Family Dollar, which is different.
I don't know the difference.
But I don't think they're selling groceries at a everything's a dollar or below store. Maybe when I used to go to the dollar store, they had some candy and I could...
Canned foods?
Maybe see some canned soup, something like that. A can of corned beef hash, maybe. I'm not sure. But the fortune tree? Anyway, people very upset about it. I know that there are people on Twitch. The last time this came up, I think we were talking about the differences. Maybe Dollar General was in the news. And there's a lot of people who are very loyal to these places, and they have those things that this is why I go to the dollar store. It's the best place to get this. Now, the person on Twitch who said glow sticks, I don't know when I would need glow sticks, but You know,
it's
so, exactly. It's something to keep in mind.
Yeah,
and
right.
If Brooke in the future says, you know what we need for this party is glow sticks, I'll say, what we need is a Dollar Tree
store.
There
you go.
Let's find it. And then finally, Lazo, I know you're excited. You've been watching the game over my shoulder.
I am.
What are you watching? White Sox?
White Sox Tigers.
Tigers game. It is opening day.
Well, this
is
a
little montage. Opening day in baseball.
You like opening day because it's supposed to be warm.
Baseball starts when it's warm.
Baseball opening day. Come on, what do you think?
It is the first day of Major League Baseball. Are you excited?
I can hardly wait to get to the stadium to see their newest $200 million disappointment.
Remember baseball? It used to be our national pastime before Facebook. I'm glad baseball is back. I was getting sick of only paying $2 for a beer.
Huh? Is this getting you pumped? Is this getting you excited, Lazo? Do you know who's singing this? You don't recognize that voice?
No.
That was the Goo Goo Dolls.
Nice.
Superstar Car Wash or whatever that was called.
That was it.
Okay, all right. You excited?
I'm more of an Iris fan, but yeah.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Interesting. Learned something new about Lazo today. Mm-hmm. Favorite Goo Goo Dolls album? Please submit twitch.tv/Church of Lazo. We'd love to know.
The Church of Lazo.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's going on, Hotshot?
Oh, nothing. How's your game going?
Tigers are winning. I haven't won all my bets yet.
What about your home runs? Any of them been hit yet?
No.
I'm
a Shohei Ohtani home run away from winning a pretty big parlay, though.
I heard a guy who hosts a baseball podcast, so you might be familiar with him. I don't know. He said he was an Angels fan. That's all I know, but I don't know what this guy's name was. But he's on the news this morning talking about the Shohei scandal. And he did not seem to share the sentiment that this is, you know, exactly kind of as was originally said, which is kind of where you stand, right? His thing was, but I've heard both sides of this now because I heard this guy talking about it this morning, and then later I heard Colin Cowherd talking about it and saying the opposite. But this baseball podcast guy was saying, look, you know, first you say, I don't gamble on baseball, right? I don't gamble on baseball. Then it's I don't gamble at all. I was just loaning money to a friend to cover his gambling debts. And then it was, once they realized that that might be illegal, no. This guy stole money from me. He was stealing money from me, and it was covered. Now, Lazo thinks that take it back a step before that last statement, that the other part's probably true, where he was loaning him money to cover his debts and didn't mean to break any rules by doing that. But this baseball podcast guy was saying, the thing is, how would this guy, you know, if Shohei's stuff is true, how would this guy have gotten access to any of his accounts? Which I'm thinking, that original thing, or, you know, the final thing of this guy was stealing from me, it does seem kind of far-fetched. I'm with Lazo that if it were going to be one of these two, it would be he gave him the money to cover a debt of some sort, you know, a loan, whatever it was. He asked for money and he gave him money, as opposed to his interpreter had access to these bank accounts. Because this podcast guy was saying, when you're that wealthy, you probably have money managers and all these things, and it's not like your interpreter would just have access to your routing number.
So I did read something that they do.
Okay, so then I heard Cowherd kind of saying that
they're more of a personal assistant, and they're with you all the time because you can't talk to the banks.
Okay. That's kind of what
you can't. You don't talk necessarily to your financial advisor. And part of that would be if the financial advisor didn't think that the interpreter was stealing from, he could say something to the interpreter and the interpreter could tell Shohei something's different.
Right.
Or not tell him at all.
One of the things that I think Cal heard someone on his show saying somewhere, they were saying that when you got to remember how much money Shohei's worth.
Right.
How much money he's making. This is not just like he's a little bit rich. This is a lot rich. So you have multiple accounts and you probably have multiple people, lots of different people actually, who do have access.
Yes.
Because there's so much of the money that you never even really see.
Mm-mm.
Not right now, not anytime in the near future, because you don't need it. You're not concerned with it. This money's going over here's investment. This money's being saved here. This money's paying these
right,
bills.
Yep.
But this baseball podcast host, I got the impression that he thought that he was maybe gambling.
Right.
And that Shohei apparently is a very private person that people don't know much about him, and that the Dodgers, which I didn't know this till this morning, didn't even know he got married, and he announced that he got married. They didn't even know that he was dating anyone. And then they asked Shohei, like, is it anyone famous? No, she's just a nice Japanese girl that no one would know. And then they find out a little bit later, no, she's actually a basketball player.
Yeah,
something like that. So they said he's incredibly private, and people don't know much about him. So, it's possible that if you're sitting there thinking he doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would bet on sports, you don't know.
When I watched a documentary about him, he seemed pretty open.
Okay, I didn't see it.
It's on Disney,
but it's just a Shohei Ohtani documentary, mm-hmm. just about him. Obviously, leading. It doesn't include any of the gambling stuff.
No. It's before that.
Yeah. So I mean, look, I know baseball fans are hoping that when the feds investigate this, nothing comes of it, but. There is something still, I still get hung up on the idea that
you're not the only one. A lot of people do.
That he says, it was one way. And then when they find out that the feds realize that the feds have looked into this and they've got this bookie's name and all of this, that they go, oh, we need to change the story. That's the part that, Or maybe just like you said, that they realize, hey, just loaning the guy the money would be a problem. That could be a crime.
It is a crime.
It is a crime. So we can't. We can't just say that we were loaning him money.
Yeah, we can't.
So we got to change that story. You know, so I really still could go either way, but how long does it take them to figure this thing out? You would think if the feds are investigating it and they've already got these names that they know something.
I don't know.
They may
the
not
The thing
have
is the feds might not even care.
About him gambling on sports?
Maybe.
Yeah.
They might not be as interested in who gambled with this guy. I mean, they would be to a degree. No, they would be.
Well, it's like taking down the big dealer is what you're saying?
Well, no, but they're probably more interested in this guy's gambling than they are who gambled with him.
Right.
But they'd still be interested in Shohei if you gambled on baseball for sure, because that would be a big deal.
I feel like we'll hear something soon. I mean, or not, but if they already know all this information, if there's something on him, I feel like we would know. It wouldn't be another year, that's for sure.
No, I wouldn't think so.
Coming up. I want you guys to check in on your bullies. See how your bullies are doing. I'm sure you've checked in on your bullies at some point. I don't know when the last time was you checked in on your bully, but take a moment, check in on your bully, and report back to me here when we come back.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo! Yo!
What's going on, kid?
How's your bully doing? Now, I asked Snowcone if he ever checks in on his bully, and...
We've talked about my dad enough today.
Yeah.
Quickly, the dad
How's he
stuff
doing?
Came up. That's... I guess sad but true, but
he might. I'm not sure if he's living. I don't know. I can't find anything.
Oh really?
Oh, do you check every now and then?
I get like a weird hair and just like kind of go on a look. And I was looking today, and I'm not seeing much at all.
It seems like the kind
usually
of thing,
I can always find like a thing or two.
It seems like something I would look
Did
up.
You look
drinking
up obituary?
Yeah, but I didn't see anything on that either.
Hmm.
But also, I don't know how many people like were, you know, in his life very much, so I don't know.
Well, didn't he have a new wife?
No, not that I know.
Man, we're bringing
I remember
this
reading something
down
about
down
a pumpkin patch and him and a woman.
Yes, yeah, so that's the last time. Yeah, that's the last time I really looked was, like, this whole pumpkin patch fiasco. With that, I knew that woman.
Okay.
She was always, like, around, like a friend, but I don't know what their
relationship was. A friend to you? Like a friend to you? Like a...
No,
nice
like a friend to him. I mean, she was nice to me. She was fine. She
didn't punch your feet?
No, she didn't punch me or punch my feet.
It's not. It's we started off the show, the Snow Cone's dad stuff. It's really hard to laugh about that. It's really depressing. You know, the bully stuff in and of itself, we can laugh about now because we're so, hopefully, so many years removed from it. But with Snow Cone's dad being his bully, he's really not that many years removed from it. He says he still looks up his dad occasionally.
And, sometimes.
Yeah. I would assume that you know, means that you've had a few White Claws or whatever. You're sitting like, I wonder what happened. Because that's what I would do. I imagine.
It's more like, I wonder what happened.
Right. Yeah. Like, I wonder what happened to this guy. I wonder, you know, if he's still around. Lazo, I asked
him. The only thing I found today was it looked like, I don't know, maybe a year ago or so, he moved into a trailer, it looks like.
Doing pretty good.
Yeah.
I asked Lazo to look up his bully to see how he's doing, and Lazo said he didn't have a bully, which is a sure indication that Lazo was the bully at his school.
Still is.
I saw this study, and the idea is, and we've had some people on Twitch respond to this. Someone said that her bully developed a meth addiction and lost all of her teeth. So it sounds like in that instance you won, so congratulations. But this study,
we don't know what she won.
Well, I don't know how you're doing. Right,
right, exactly.
I don't know how you're doing. So, and also, just having a meth addiction and losing all your teeth doesn't necessarily mean you're doing bad in life. It just means you like meth and more than your teeth, right?
Right.
I guess, whatever. So they did this study. This study took over 50 years or spanned over 50 years that they looked at. And they talk about how normal it is for people to look up their bullies on Facebook. Because with other social media sites like Twitter or whatever it is, Facebook is really the one for checking on how those people from high school are doing. It kind of killed the high school reunion for a lot of people. I always thought it was weird that people still go to high school reunions because it's like, well, if you want to know what they look like, what they're up to, you can see it now online, on Facebook. But it's common for people to get on Facebook, look up their old bully from school, and then to hope that their bully's life didn't pan out so well. But this new study found that usually the opposite is true. So they looked at over 7,000 people, and they were all born in the year 1970. They looked at how their teachers assessed their social and emotional skills when they were 10 years old. Then they checked back in with the kids who are now adults in their 40s. In general, the ones who got bullied were making quite a bit less money than the kids who actually did the bullying.
Yeah.
So it challenges the idea that eventually bullies get what they deserve.
Well, tell kids that or else, right. I mean, there's no message to life.
I still see people on Reddit talk like that, like, oh, don't worry, because trust me, those people, their lives fall apart later.
No, they don't.
I guess that maybe that's more the popular kids in school. You hear them saying like, yeah, the kids who are popular in school, their lives always turn out like a joke. I'm thinking, but I don't think the popular kids at my school are doing so bad. I don't know. Right. I mean, the ones I can see, at least none of them will befriend me on Facebook, but the ones who I can see whose profiles aren't private, it looks like they're doing pretty good.
Yeah.
They go to the reunion.
The other part of
that
is kids' sports.
What about it?
They say it's the same thing as the bullies don't get it. They say, just wait, you know, when everybody goes through puberty, then those kids who aren't any good, they'll be just as good as the other ones. I'm always like, I've never seen it happen. I've never seen it. They all go, it's not like that. So the kid went through puberty before the other kid. And he's still a better athlete.
Yeah.
That doesn't change. When your kid goes through puberty, the other one doesn't reverse and go back through puberty.
Yeah.
It just doesn't happen. It's the same thing. That kid's dominant for a reason in high school. He bullies kids for a reason. I'm not saying his life is going to be great, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. Well, these researchers think that this bullying thing could be because teachers, at least in the 80s and 90s, may have created an environment that catered to kids who were more aggressive. There's a quote here that said, it's possible that our classrooms are competitive places and that children adapt to win that competition with aggression. Then they take that with them to the workplace where they continue to compete aggressively and get better paying jobs, higher pay, all those things. They said teachers stepping in and stopping the bullies did at least make a difference, though. The bullies' kids' earnings rose about 5% when that was the case. Now, I looked up my bully right before this because I asked you guys to look it up. No. Oh, that was like an adult bully.
Sorry.
Oh, no, that's right. That guy, yeah, that's right. He slapped me on the bus. You know, I don't even count him as a bully because it didn't last long enough. Like, I had bullies that came later that lasted so much longer that I really lost sleep over. That kid, Eddie, that you're talking about, he got mad at me for something that happened. He was older than me, and he felt real protective of this girl that was a neighbor of his who was in my class, and he slapped me on the bus one time. I was sad, you know, scared, all those things, but I wasn't, like, worried about him. My bullies didn't come until junior high. That was like, oh, my God, I don't want to go to school today. I'm scared to walk down the hallway. Every time the bell rang for class, you know, to passing period, I about crapped my pants because I was thinking I got to go a different way this time. Just like in the movies. Like, and some of my friends were getting bullied by the same group of guys. So I'd be like, hey, man, can you help me? Because so-and-so is bullying me. Like, dude, they're after me too. And I'm like, God damn it. So at least we had this sort of camaraderie, but I was, you know, tells you a little bit about me that if we saw the person, the one of the bullies, I usually would just kind of hightail it to class. And it's every man for himself in that situation. Sure. I'm sorry. I can't help you. No. What do you want me to do? I'm getting bullied too here. You want to stand here and watch? You want me to take the hit for you?
I checked on your bully. And?
I checked on him just within the last 5 minutes here. He's doing great. He's doing great. I'm not making this up. Yeah. I just checked.
Well, what's he doing?
He owns a business.
Well, good for him.
Without giving you, I don't want to give away too many details here. He owns a business. Looks like he has a really good looking family.
Mm-hmm.
He has a very nice looking house and a huge boat. Like,
nice.
I mean, that's a. I don't know anything about boats. I know they're expensive, and that's looks like one of them cigarette boats. So, you know, probably pretty expensive. So I'd say it looks like he's doing pretty well. Now I will say that we did sort of make up later in life. We saw each other in line at the in the Walmart automotive section. And, you know, it was like one of those things where even though I was a grown-ass man at that point when I saw him, I still got scared and I ran away. And, no, I didn't actually run away. But I still got that feeling of like, oh, God, there's my bully. And he came up and talked to me. He said something, you know, basically about how he was sorry and that, you know, I did kind of deserve it. And
he said that?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but you deserved it?
I kind of had it coming that, you know, he taught me a lesson and he just took it too far and that sort of thing. And I was like, no, you're right. You're right. You know,
you still let him bully you in the line at the Walmart?
No, he's right. I did deserve it. I did.
Why? What'd you do?
I ran my mouth over the weekend at a bowling alley.
Oh, I remember that.
I talked.
But then he bullied you for how long?
Oh, a long time. Long time. Him and his buddy both. I mean, it was so bad that, like, one time I was with my friend at the Lake of the Ozarks. You feel safe there. You're hours away. And we ran into him and the other guy. At a restaurant, and I told my friend we have to leave right this very second. My friend was not getting bullied at that time, and he didn't want to leave. And I said, "We're leaving right now." He wouldn't leave, so I had to go wait in the truck. I went and sat in the truck and wait for him to.
Why wouldn't you just get your ass kicked?
Well, I mean, I sort of did. I got pushed down the stairs. I got hit. But you know, I didn't want to keep getting pushed down the stairs or keep getting hit. So.
But if you just attack him, then it'll be over after he kicks your ass.
No, then he'll just bring more guys. Then it's just more people that want to beat me up. Now you got the other. You know, they had friends that luckily I wasn't on their radar yet. So, because some of my friends, they
I think
had it
once
worse
your
than
bully
me.
Kicks your ass, then, you know, he doesn't want to do it again.
You'd think that after he pushed me down the steps in front of the crush on and I'm crying, that would have been enough.
Nah, that's not enough. That's just.
It was a lot of steps. I mean, this was like a major, you know, hallway, big, huge junior high school hallway.
So he said you had it coming.
I went tumbling. Well, he just said that, like, you know, he didn't realize probably how much that affected me at the time. That, yeah, it was sort of my fault that I did sort of start it, which he's right. And then, you know, he's sorry that he took it as far as he did and that, you know, his old man and my old man were apparently friends. I found that out later. So, but I knew that, like, by the time he told me this, I found that out. My dad said something one time about how my dad didn't really have a lot of friends. My dad didn't really... seemed like kind of he didn't seem like he wanted friends. He didn't really want to do anything. And you know, you talk about this guy, and he seemed like they're friends. And I hear him talk about this guy all the time. And then one day he said his last name, and I was like, "Wait a second, does he have a son?" And he's like, "Yeah, actually, yeah, you should know him. You boys go to school together, but I think he's a little older." And he told me, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I do." And I was like, "Man, my dad has one friend, and it's my bully's dad." But yeah, so anyway, you know, check in on your bully. If your bully's doing better than you, don't let it get to you. Especially if you're a child of the 70s, 80s, or 90s, it might have been the school's fault, according to this study. The classroom may have encouraged aggressive behavior, and that aggressive behavior just carried over to the workplace. And, you know, if I worked with my bully now, like if he started tomorrow, which he wouldn't because he's got a really good job, he owns his own company. But if he did, if he fell
what
on hard
times.
What
kind of company?
I don't want to say, but.
Construction?
No, but, okay. but in that sort of wheelhouse.
You
like,
don't
man,
know how good he's doing then. Yeah, you know, those things are up and down.
Yeah.
But a lot of people say I own a company, but they're, you know, yeah, they're I mean, a handyman or something.
That's why I went to, like, the house and the boat. They both look very nice, so, yeah. Because if it's just a company, then I could hang my head on that. Like, we don't know. He's got to figure out how to run his own small business. What a huge pain in the ass, right? Like, I don't envy that. But then I saw how nice all of his stuff is, and... You know, he looks really happy too, like genuine smiles. You know, you can tell when someone's smiling in a photo, and you can.
Well, let's go fight him.
I don't need to fight him. We're all good now. Everything's
good. All good.
We're good.
He said it was your fault at a Walmart.
That
line.
Was years ago. That right. was years ago. I was buying a a battery, and we just were standing there waiting in line for too long to not say something.
What was
something,
he buying?
So. I don't remember. He might have been picking up his car. So
what kind of car?
I don't want to say. It doesn't matter. You know. It was good enough. It was a pickup truck.
Okay.
You didn't have any bullies? There's no bullies for you to look up? No one that harassed you in school that you've ever looked up on Facebook?
The guy used to prank me and my dad. We got the phone. But, I mean, I was never really scared of
him. You never went to school scared? No time in junior high or high school that you thought, I can't do this. I can't see these guys. What if these guys find me today? That was never, you never went through that period of your life?
No. I was never, I mean, there was times where I didn't want to go to school because I knew I was going to get into a fight maybe.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like, I can't go to school because they're going to chase me down and push me down the stairs, pull my underwear up or kick me in the ass or something.
Yeah, no, that's exactly
what wasn't that. It might be like, well, when I get there, I'm going to have to fight this dude. I'm not looking forward to that, but never. Like, you know, they're going to
never crying yourself to
pinch my nipples and stick me in a locker or something.
Yeah, yeah. Luckily, I didn't fit in the lockers, but so that wasn't a concern. But I have plenty of others. And people on Twitch who are saying, F this guy. You got, don't say that. He's a good guy.
No, he's not.
He's a good guy. He's a good guy. We were kids, and he's a good guy. I genuinely believe that he's a good guy now.
He
really
pushed you down the stairs.
I think he's a good guy now.
You're just still scared of him.
No, I'm not. I think
you're scared that he's listening to this.
No, there's nothing to be scared of.
And he's going to see you at Costco.
No, there's nothing.
He's
going to
kick your ass.
No, I'm not scared of him. I'm really not. I think he's a good person. I think he's a good person. I think we were kids.
Say his name.
That's that. I'm not going to say his name.
Why?
Well, he might not like, you know, the story.
Well, the truth is the truth.
No, I don't want to, because I think he's a good guy and I wouldn't do that to him. That's why.
Because you're scared of him.
No, I'm not scared of him.
Because you're scared he'd
call I just
up
don't
here and
say
be like,
his
what
name.
Are you doing?
No, I don't want to say
you're
his
so
name.
You're so scared.
No, because I'm
anybody
polite.
Who's watching on Twitch, too, can see Slim's
I'm not
face.
Scared.
He's so
oh,
scared.
Oh, bring it. Bring it on, dude.
So scared.
Whatever. So you so got a company and a boat. Whatever.
So
I'm not scared.
Scared
of you. And also, I have no reason to be scared because
Big Russ HVAC service.
Big Russ was not a bully.
He was a lover.
Just forget about it.
The Church Shot,
Laszlo. Yo. We're done, man.
We are done. Time for you to go enjoy some baseball.
What's that bully's name?
No, it's not happening.
This is a good show to him, huh?
Yep. Good life to him. He's having a
he's
done well.
I don't know. I didn't remember their first name so much, so.
Mm-hmm. I looked at my other one too. And
I couldn't find anything on the people. I remember people that wanted to fight me that I didn't want to fight. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
I looked them up, but I couldn't find anything.
The other guy, we didn't resolve things so much, so I'm still kind of scared.
Scared of the other guy, too.
No. Good guy, the other guy. Good guy.
Such a bitch, man.
Good guy.
Yeah.
Good guy. He is a good guy.
Let this be proof of that.
He's a good guy.
Let this be proof of that study you just read.
What?
Like, once a bully, he goes out and is aggressive in the workforce, and then once a bitch, always a bitch. Like,
oh, call me a bitch because we're adults now and no longer teenagers, junior high school students. He's a good guy. And I will tell
you. I can't imagine that.
And I will tell you, he's such a good guy. I will tell you, if you want to say his first name, you know.
You're scared.
I was thinking about giving it to you, but you know what? Never mind, because it's not that I'm scared. It's just that I feel like you've, you know, spoken negatively about him, and you don't know the situation. You should trust me. I'm your friend. You've known me a long time, and yet I'm sitting here telling you the facts, and you won't listen to me. You won't believe me when I'm telling you he's a good guy. Trust me, he's a good guy.
I think I found the guy who wanted to fight me.
That's not the same. The guy who wanted to fight you.
It's a guy that I stole his, he wanted to fight me because I stole his German porno.
Oh, so you stole from him, and then he wanted to fight you. Sounds like you may have been this guy's bully. He may
I wasn't
have,
his bully.
You stole from him.
Oh, that's him. I see him.
You found him? How's he doing? Yeah. Does he own a business? Does he have a boat?
He's got a couple kids here.
So he's doing all right.
Hard for me to tell. I'm not friends with him.
Yeah. I'm not friends with mine either. I thought I was for a second, but.
Let's see your about info.
This episode so outdated. No one's updated their Facebook profile since 2012, like at the latest. It's always super outdated. But, Shokun, did you find your dad?
Nope. No sign of him.
Okay. Well, probably for the best. F that guy.
Yeah, I think so.
He has something about a bowling team.
No, he's doing pretty well then.
Whatever.
He's got friends.
He's got a truck. You might like this guy. I don't know.
He's got friends. He's
got a big Chevy Silverado, apparently.
Sounds like he's doing pretty well.
And that's all I can find.
He's got at least three friends. You can't just have a bowling team without at least three friends. So he's doing pretty well.
See all his friends.
The guy who Laszlo bullied.
I didn't bully him.
You literally said that this relationship started because you stole from him.
Well, I went in his treehouse and stole porno.
So he stood up for himself.
Well, wait, he always messed with us before. This is the same guy. And then he came over and he was going to kick our ass. And then our buddy came out and sprayed cheese whiz in his hair.
Okay, so this guy stood up for himself because, which is what you said I should have done, stood up for himself because you stole from me. You went into his treehouse.
Hold on a second.
And then
you put
cheese whiz in his hair?
This is a long time here where he would bully us. I'm pretty sure he's the one who called my dad and told him to perform a homosexual act on him. So this went back and forth for a while. He had a treehouse and we were like, we should go, you know, it was like a neighborhood war type of thing. We're like, we should go up and sneak into Donnie's treehouse. And that's when we stole the porno.
Donnie does sound like a bully.
And then I don't know that he knew he stole the porno, but then he came over and he was, you know, he was going to kick our ass. And then our buddy came out and said, oh, you're going to kick their ass? It's the older brother. And then he held him down and sprayed cheese was in his hair.
Yeah. So you be the judge, audience. who was the bully? And who was the one
anything.
Being bullied?
I didn't hold the cheese was in his
just
hair.
Just leave it to them to decide.
We ran home.
Yeah.
We were running from him. And then.
Running from him.
We were.
You were running away after you put the cheese was in his hair. Because the parents are coming.
No, we were running home. And he was chasing us. When we got home, Vern came out and held him down and put cheese whiz in his hair. We were running to Vern.
Yeah.
We were like, if we can get to Vern, this kid's dead.
He's a dead man. I like Twitch. Right. Am I the bully? That should be a good subreddit.
Good show, Donnie. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo. It's been
up over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.